If you want to ride high, they'll show you the road. Two swell guys to help shoulder the load. On the way, highway. They'll take a ride on the way, highway.
It's time for the Way Highway here on Adobe Radio with your hosts, Sean Cowig and Kristen Sanchez.
Well, hello and welcome to the Way Highway. You're listening to Adobe Radio. That's so cool. And for the next hour, the Way Highway is taken over. So it's time to have some cannabis comedy. Sit back, relax, spark it up, toke them down, drink it up, take an edible, do your thing. You're going to get some laughs. You're going to learn some stuff about cannabis and otherwise. And, you know, it's, in general, it's going to be a fun time, okay? And you can trust me because my name's Sean Cowig, and that's a trustworthy name. It's a trustworthy name. And I got another trustworthy name here with me, the one and only Kristen Sanchez. Hi, Kristen.
Hello, that's my name. Mm-hmm. It's so silly. I always get excited whenever I hear my name. It must be like the little kid in me being like, I'm here.
Me.
Yeah. Yes. Such a silly thing.
Yeah, I love it.
But yes, if you would like to follow us on social media, you could follow Sean Cowig at Sean Cowig. You could follow me, Kristen Sanchez, at Siren16X. And you could also follow The Way Highway at The Way Highway, or send us an email at wayhighway@adobe.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Tell us what you're working with. Go to our website, thewayhighway.com. Check out that beauty built by Jelly, who's not here today, but is out. Jelly's out there. Bernie's out there. What's up, kiddos? We miss you. We love you. What else? What do you got? That
check
was a
out,
sick
check
opening.
Check out the fun. Check out the fun. Like hidden things that Jelly has put all over the website.
Easter eggs. Easter eggs. Hidden gems.
But yes, that's a great way to get in contact with us. If you would like to contact us, mm-hmm. Wham! Mm-hmm. Now you know
Boom.
How.
Boom, do it. I want to talk cannabis right off the bat. This is a cannabis comedy show. Let's do the cannabis first.
Amazing. Please.
Way Highway listeners, I want to get you prepared because here we are. We're nearing the end of September. I don't know how.
I know.
I literally do not know how. But it's going to be October soon. You're going to be getting ready for Halloween. You're going to be doing your Halloween horror nights, haunted hay rides. Maybe you live in a place that has a lot of corn, so there's a corn maze.
If you're anything like me, maybe you've already started like getting your fabrics in orders or in order for your costume if you plan
you
on
should.
Making it.
Yep.
Or you've started like searching the internet for your costume if you plan on purchasing.
Yup. You're doing it. Maybe you're planning with somebody else, planning out some friends' costumes or couples' costumes, trying to figure it out.
We love a solid group costume.
So good. Big group costumes. I feel like there's going to be a lot of Squid Games out there because it's fun. It's easy. Big in pop culture, and you know, we just need some red jumpsuits, some green jumpsuits. We're making it happen.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to see just like a million Eddie Munsons and a million Elevens again this year because the costumes are like they're so
good.
They're simple. They're like fun. You could put it together really easily, you know?
Yep.
It's a good costume.
Yep.
For a small price tag, if you can, you know, buy the shirt.
Yep.
But yeah, there's so many good ones. I love it when people are just getting clever and creative.
Yes. It's my favorite. But really, back in the day, you know, at this point, 5-6 years ago, before, when IO West was open, I would love going anytime. Whether it be actual Halloween or the weekend before or after Halloween, depending on where Halloween was falling.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, let's be honest. There's a lot of Halloween time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Basically, you're not going to swing and miss that entire week.
Yeah.
From whatever the week before, whatever the day of Halloween is, that week before through all the way to Halloween, you're going to have a good time. But just going to I.O. that had the glass windows that looked out to Hollywood Boulevard, yeah, and just sitting on a stool by those windows and people watching was fantastic. Great costumes, debauchery.
Yeah.
Good times.
So many feet, mm-hmm, touching the floor.
Really bad.
I understand that the heels are cute.
Yes.
But for the love of God, bring like one of those like pairs of like foldable flats in like, mm-hmm, a tiny clutch.
Yes.
Because you do not want to be walking on those streets.
It's not good.
And like also not even on the fucking sidewalks. Like that's, yeah, what I'm talking about. Like that's where the problems are.
Yeah. It's good. Hollywood proper is covered in a layer of slime and disease.
Yeah, yeah. I remember just like walking to classes, mm-hmm, going to like the different comedy schools when I was bouncing back and forth because some of them are walking distance, so you could just, mm-hmm, do that. Mm-hmm. And there would be times where late at night I would be walking with Neil, and, mm-hmm, like one or the other of us would push the other out of the way,
yes,
as someone was about to either begin pissing,
yep,
had just completed pissing, yep, like the situation scenarios are endless.
Yes.
And it was always like, oh no,
look out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So like, yes, we film movies here, but, right, also everything's fucking fake.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, yeah, not really like that.
And it's so unfortunate too, because that's the walk of fame.
Yeah, and now it's like, oh, it's covered in several layers of dusty, musty, crusty.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I'll
pass.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll walk in sneakers.
Oh yeah.
Shoes, but yes, I'll pass on the.
I think I'd wear my boots. Mm-hmm. Just in case, in like the time that I have been in Hollywood proper last, pre-pandemic, mm-hmm, and now, mm-hmm, I can only assume that the sludge that is the streets of Los Angeles going down into the sewers has mixed together with some type of creature, be it a mouse, be it, yep, a rat, be it some other thing. A flushed pet?
Yes.
I don't know, but there's going to be something that I'm wearing boots for, because something's going to come crawling out of one of those, yep, sewers one day, just like fucking Pennywise.
Yes.
But worse.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Worse than Pennywise the clown that eats children. Something worse than that is going to come out. L.A. is shitty heaven.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's gross.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, there are areas of Los Angeles that are fucking gorgeous.
Amazing.
And, like, there are so many, like, wonderful places. Totally. It's just, you know, Hollywood goes in, stages of flux.
Yeah.
And every, like, I don't know, 20, 30 years, I'll say. Mm-hmm. And right now we're in a period of flux where it's a little bit rough and tumble.
Every 20 or 30 years. That's kind of how Pennywise the Clown operates too, isn't it?
It is! Oh, oh
wow!
27 years, I think.
Wow! Oh my goodness.
I only knew because it perfectly lined up with my age with the original movie to now. And
incredible.
I was like, holy shit, it really is my Pennywise.
Yeah, it's yours. It belongs to you.
Yeah.
So no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're planning, you're going to need some cannabis strains to go along with your adventures. So I'm going to tell you about some spooky strains that you can pick up to have this Halloween season.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Halloween.
You're going to want to go out. You're going to want to look for some Frankenberry. Because Frankenberry, apparently it's a little bit harder to find than it used to be, but that's okay. It's very easy apparently to get it if you are in Denver, because they seem to have it once a year. So if you're listening to Adobe from Denver, good for you. Get some Frankenberry. But it should be reminiscent of eating a bowl of that strawberry marshmallow delicious cereal, because the strain itself has a very cakey berry flavor. So get yourself some Frankenberry. You could also look for some witch's weed.
Ugh, love it.
Witch's weed is a hybrid of Chem Dog D, Cinderella 99, OG Kush, and San Fernando Valley OG.
Oh, fuck.
Right? It is a four-way combo, like a nice witch's brew made in a cauldron.
Yeah.
It supposedly gives an unpredictable high because, of course, it's four different strains met together.
Did you know, I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. I just recently found out that, like, when, in, like, Shakespeare, for example, when the witches are giving, like, ingredients and, like, eye of newt and thumb of blah, like, those are all actual nicknames for plants. Like, those are all actual legitimate names that were used by herbalists at the time. And those herbalists quite frequently happened to be women. And those women who were healers were thought to be witches.
Oh, man. And they were just making potions, dude. They're not even killing newts to get eyes. That's just a plant.
And it's just so silly because, like, yes, and, like, it's like, all of these, like, funny little nicknames all actually correlate to certain plants nowadays. And, like, there's, like, a registry that you can, like, look up, like, which plants also go by different names, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's so interesting. But I didn't know that until recently. And I was like, oh, how fun! Like, witches! And then, because reality just fucking loves kicking me in the goddamn teeth, it was like, no, it's not that. It's not a fun mystical thing. It's a we hate women thing. Like always.
Yeah.
I just keep finding that one out. And I'm just like, oh no.
Oh man. Oh man. Oh, dude. Well, go get your witch's weed.
It too
is just a plant.
Do you want to know why witches are known to be green?
Oh, God, I bet it's something terrible. Why?
Oh, it is.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Unfortunately, tell me. Because prior to these women confessing to the fact that they were witches, the people that had them in custody would beat the ever-loving shit out of them. And they would have bruises all over their bodies, and they would become black and blue. And then when they eventually were murdered and they would get killed and or, like, you know, hung or whichever way that they or, like, you know, thrown into water and she didn't fucking float the right way. Because if you sink and you die, that's the only way you're innocent. Like, that's crazy bonkers shit like that. But yeah, that's why women or witches are depicted as being green, because they were their bodies, when they would be taken through the streets to dispose of them, because typically they didn't want to bury a witch within the community. The women would be green and blue because they were so severely beaten before they were killed for being witches, because they wouldn't confess to being witches. Crazy. Makes you want to think again about coloring your face green.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? It's a little bit more absolutely terrifying now that you see that, when you know the actual what's behind it. it's like, oh, everything's terrifying. Great.
Not good. Mm-mm. Bad history there. Not good at all. Let me give you one more strain. So you got Frankenberry, you're going to look for it. You got Witch's Weed, you're going to look for it. Ghost OG. Great strain for Halloween. Get yourself some Ghost OG.
Love it.
Ghost OG has euphoric effects, but that's just the mind peak of it all. So basically, Ghost OG is a creeper. Initially, you're going to get a body high, then you're going to get some euphoric effects, and then the body high is going to dissipate and give you an epic case of the munchies.
I love that. Can I tell you about a time that my friend was getting high?
Yes.
And I wasn't with the person, but they were like, yeah, just like, you know, like, we'll chat, we'll talk, and we'll, like, you know, just be people over our phones. Mm-hmm. And so because I knew she was high and it was around Halloween, I started sending her videos with, like, me talking to her and, like, I'm addressing her. But then, like, in the background, I would have something. So, like, it would look like something was in the back and, something was watching me. And I'd send those to my friends.
Oh, no.
And she'd be like, oh, my God, there's something fucking behind you, dude. There's something fucking behind you.
There's someone in your house.
It was, no, it, like, I made it look super creepy. Like, I made it. And I just was messing with it. And I think I sent, like, four videos before I was, like, having to, like, okay, no, I'm fine. I'm just fucking with you, too.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that was very silly. But I think about that sometimes. I think about being like, oh God, I'm just going to, like, send my friend a video where I'm just doing something completely normal and then have something, like, absolutely terrifying happen at the end.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden I get, like, grabbed into a fucking closet by, like, some demon hands. And it's just like, is she okay?
I loved the concept of an abduction party.
Oh.
Where it's like bringing somebody to a surprise party, but by, like, driving up in an unmarked van and grabbing them and throwing them into it and then taking them somewhere. And they think we did it once. We did it once way back in the day in high school. We grabbed somebody and threw them in a van and brought them to a party. And it was pretty successful. But I think that's something you could only do
if you're a dude.
Like, yeah,
that's the most fucking terrifying thing I've ever
heard. It only works for dude parties. Like, if you're celebrating a dude.
Yeah, and, like, maybe, I don't know, send your friend a prank video. Like, it could be fun. I don't know. It could be. I don't know.
It could be fun. I think it will
it
be
was
fun.
Hilarious. It was I hilarious. It
and also, it's a great segue into our first break. Because when we get back, we're going to talk about scams and scammers.
Woo!
Wow! You're listening to The Way Highway. This is Adobe Radio, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Way Highway. I'm Sean.
And I'm Kristen. And I recently heard this joke that I would really like to share with you guys because I think it's very funny and I enjoy it. And I think it's a Halloween time. So there's a guy and he dies. Oh no, that's so bad. But it's okay because he ends up going to the place where he's talking with the person that, like, lets you into the afterlife. Mm-hmm. And he's talking to the person and the person is like, okay, so here's what happens. You spend one day in heaven. And you get to spend the whole day in heaven and see how you like it. And you get to spend one day in hell. And you get to spend the whole day there and see how you like that. And at the end of those 2 days, we allow you to select which location you would like to go to.
Okay.
So he's like, yeah, okay, I'm in. Let's do this. So, you know, they let him be an angel they let him go into heaven for a day. And he's got his wings. And he's flying around. He's having a wonderful time. He's talking to angels. Hey, what's up, God? Like, having a great time. The next day, he is in hell. Mm-hmm. And all of his friends are there. But they're like all having a great fucking time. Like they're partying. Oh, they're no. like, you know, doing body shots. Like it's sexy. Uh-huh. It's fun. Everything's awesome. And he's like, whoa, like I totally get it. Like I totally understand why people choose to come to hell now. Like I yeah. get that. Yeah. So he goes back to the person who's got to make the choice with. And the person asks him and he says, I think I want to go to hell. And he confirms with him and asks, like, are you sure? Mm-hmm. He says, yeah, I want to go be with my friends in hell. Mm-hmm. And he gets, he's in hell. And the second he gets to hell, everything is completely different. It is a yeah. vast wasteland. Yeah. And the devil is torturing all of his friends. And everyone is just in pain. And it's awful. And he goes over to the devil and he's like, devil, what happened? Why is this all, like, why did this all happen? Like, because everything was fine yesterday. And he's like, oh, yesterday I was campaigning.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Swindles, tricksters.
You got
it. And for all of you, exactly, for everyone in Los Angeles right now, please remember that the Rick Caruso candidate is not actually a Democratic candidate. He is a Republican. If you would like to check that, check his voting history and his report card. Yeah. He is trying to fool you. He is a billionaire who is anti-choice, and right. he's a Republican, and he's trying to take over in California so that he can then swap back over. So do not be fooled by this billionaire's campaign for power, because yeah. that's what it literally is, a billionaire's campaign to try to take over California.
Yes, don't get tricked by the devil.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting tricked, there's a lot of tricksters out there right now. There's a lot of scams going on, and mm-hmm. and there have been for a while. It always seems like around tax season, you start getting the ones about like, this is an IRS agent. That's not how that works. IRS agents don't call you on the phone. They send you letters. Mm-hmm. There's the one about your car's limited warranty. And mm-hmm. it's usually from a company that isn't the person who made your car, which doesn't happen. If it's not yeah. the place you bought your car or the manufacturer of your car, it has nothing to do with your car. Don't yeah. fall for that.
Never use a number that they provide.
Yes. Yeah. Never click Always, a link on a thing.
Ever.
That
do
itchy.
Not ever click a link. If they get you on the phone, don't respond. Don't say anything, because there are some scammers that will ask you a question. For example, are you so-and-so? Yeah. And if you say the word yes, now they have a recording of you saying the word yes. So right. if they now have your identity and they need something to happen, they can use that. Like, mm-hmm. like, the scammers are always like one step ahead. So like, try to be as cautious as humanly possible.
Yes.
Like absolutely no engagement, because like engaging even a little bit gives them access.
Yes. Yep.
And that's the worst thing you want. Also, like if you see like a fucking charger lying around and like, just like, oh, it's plugged into a wall, I can plug my phone in and charge my phone. Don't fucking do that.
Oh yeah, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, they literally make USBs that yeah. look like iPhone chargers yeah. that will clone your phone.
Yeah.
And they'll steal everything off of your phone. And you've just done it by like plugging your phone in thinking that you are going to get a little bit of charge, and you've just given someone access to all of your information. So like, when I say they're like always a step ahead, like mm-hmm. no fucking joke, like mm-hmm. be suspicious of everything. If you didn't bring it with you, mm-hmm. not a good choice.
Not a good choice. Not a good choice. Yeah. Or unless it says property of place that you're at.
Yeah.
And it belongs to the store.
Yeah.
And then you just ask have to wait. Verify it.
Yeah.
Is this yours? Because a scammer would do that. Property of Starbucks. Oh, okay, totally. Click.
Exactly. And the one thing that you have to ask yourself is, do you trust the people that are working at this place to have that information? Your internet privacy is not as private as you think it is. If you are on a computer right now or on a device right now, that you didn't purchase in cash, you're completely being tracked. Every single thing that you've ever done with that item has been tracked.
Yeah.
And like, not just tracked, but like they tracked you from one item to the next.
I'm being tracked everywhere, but I know it. I know I'm signed up for being tracked. I just don't care anymore.
I turn all of it off. Also, like on your iPhone, turn that shit off. Especially if you are a individual with a uterus, you are being tracked right now. It is a fucking terrifying world that we live in, but you are literally being tracked right now.
Yeah.
This is happening, and it is terrifying. There are literally women who are being taken because they are pregnant and they are quote unquote a risk to the baby. And these women who are completely innocent of doing any crime, but for example, I took an Advil, and an Advil is a medication. Like, you can't take Advil when you are when you're pregnant. So that is something that could, quote unquote, endanger the baby. And so now they're fucking throwing women into prisons for holds to save the baby, quote unquote. They're putting pregnant women in prison to protect the baby that is also now imprisoned. Like, and I'm not making this shit up. I'm not just saying like a thing that I've read once. Like, please do some due diligence. If you don't believe me, please look into it. Like, if you thought it wouldn't affect anyone, or if you were one of those people that was like, oh, well, it'll go back to the states, and like, there's special exemptions for all these things. No, there are not. No. There are not. And women are dying. Let that be on your conscience. Also, there's a video of one of the Republicans that voted for it. He states in the next time that he votes for that, and then the next time he states, or the bill in his state, he votes for that to be less than what the overturns it. And so he does that. And then when things happen in his state, and a mother of a girl that something tragic happens to reaches out and tells her story, he goes on to the Senate floor and explains how he is so affected by this, and how he feels terrible, and how he thinks they did the wrong thing. Don't ever listen to what comes out of their mouths. Listen to how they vote, because the next day he voted to again hurt women and continue to ban abortions. He played like he was actually sad about his choice, and then continued to vote in order to keep women oppressed. Like, fucking look at the voting history.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled.
Yeah. Do due diligence and don't get scammed.
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about scammers, but like, really, some politicians are the biggest scammers of them all, and they're in charge. And that's fucking
terrifying.
Scary. Fucking scary. I've been getting just random text messages from numbers that are not in my phone.
Yeah.
And when that happens, I like to have a little fun.
Yeah.
So I got just a plain old hi, from an unknown number. So I said hi back. And then I got a hope you're having a great day so far. So I said, totally, you too, bless. Remember that it's National Cheeseburger Day. Treat yourself. Self-care. It's a big week. Big week coming up. Time to hunker down. Batten down the hatches. And I was too much. I was too much for that scammer. Scammer knew to go away. It was over at that point.
Silly.
But I got a little bit more from this one. This was fun. Hi, how are you? From an unknown number. I feel happy. was my reply. Glad to hear that. When are you coming to San Francisco? If you don't come, I'm going to New York. I said, okay. If you go to New York, then I'm going to Barcelona. And then they said, God, what's the matter with you today? And I said, I think you know. Then they said, don't joke with me. And I said, no joke. You did this to us. And then they said, I think I sent the wrong message. I'm terribly sorry. I hope I'm not disturbing you. And I said, I was way disturbed. I was disturbed way before you got to me, bro cop. That's why I need to get to Spain and find myself. Eat, pray, love. And then they said, haha, you don't have to be upset because I did something stupid. Then I said, don't beat yourself up about it. And then they said, it's fun to chat with you. I'm Tina. Are you interested in making friends with me? And I said, I don't know, Tina. What are your best qualities that would make you a good friend to have? And then I said, silence is not a good quality that would make me want to be friends with you, Tina. And that was the end of our conversation.
Crazy. Crazy. Yeah, because there was like a trend recently where it was like, oh, call your like number, like, buddy. And like, it was basically you called your phone number, but like with a different area code or some shit.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it was just people calling other people. And I was just so sus with that, because I was just like, oh my God, like, why? Why would you do that? Like,
if I were to ever do something like that, I would be totally forthcoming about what was going on. Hello, you are my number buddy. I reached out just to say hi. I'm at this same number, but this area code. You know that now because it's on your phone.
Yeah.
I am not trying to scam you. I don't want any of your information.
But that is one of the techniques that they use. They'll use an area code
that's
similar to yours and or your same fucking number sometimes. Like, it's so crazy.
The unfortunate thing is there's no, like, as soon as I'm like, hey, you're my number buddy, I'm just reaching out to say hi, that person has to immediately think this is a scam.
Yeah.
Have to. And then as soon as I say, don't worry, I'm not a scammer, then they should be 100% convinced that it is a scam.
Yeah, 1,000%. Yeah. It's the old adage. You don't have to tell me you're a good person if you're a good person.
Yeah. Right? It's all that, like, anything. I'm not a bad guy, but, well, stop right there.
Because you can't anything say the but part.
Yeah, anything you say after that but is going to be bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's going to be bad. Right? I'm not a misogynist, but literally anything you say at this point is going to be misogynistic. That's 100% truth. Stop.
Yeah.
Go away. Oh my gosh. Go away.
Oh, gosh. There were recently, like, non-starter words. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to a friend, and it was like, ugh, if someone refers to me as a female again, like, ugh, those females.
God, what is that?
Instantly not, like, instant non-starter.
Yeah, not good. Not like, good.
What the fuck not is wrong good. With you, bro?
Yeah.
Why did you do that? Like, tell me you're an incel without telling me you're an incel.
Right. 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 I'm also really turned off by, we haven't heard both sides. Most of the time in that situation, hearing the other side's not necessary.
Totally.
Something you like the one side that I have heard is so goddamn fucked up that we can just stop right there.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Tolerance does not mean tolerance of all things.
Oh God. Oh,
because
God.
You cannot be tolerant of all things.
No.
Joe Rogan. If like the other side does not matter. You cannot give a Nazi a fucking platform and be like, huh, we're just trying to hear
let's hear what the Nazi has to I don't want to fucking give a shit about we fought a war against the Nazis won
totally
the war to make them stop. Don't need it. Turns out, after doing a little research, there's a lot of unfortunate that there are so many, but some of them are really fun and really stupid, and I would love to share some of these random text scams with you. This one comes out, and the text comes in, and it just says, "Your phone is now hacked. Do exactly as I say, and I'll remove the hack. If you don't, then I'll destroy your phone. If you try to block me or report me, I'll still destroy it. Now send your age and a live face pic to prove you're real." What?
What the fuck? Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. You're really getting after me there. How about this one? "Hello, how are you? I'm your diplomatic agent, Mr. Dave Dawes from the UK. I'm here in America to deliver your cash consignment box to you. Get back to me. Second text message. Soon as possible, okay?" Don't fall for that one. That doesn't make any sense. This one must have been on a dating app. "You look beautiful." And then a picture of the for purposes, the face and the like arms are scrubbed out, but it seems like it would be a handsome gentleman wearing scrubs. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like they marked out the face and the ID tag for wherever he was working.
Right. Because that's a picture of a person that's not the person that's texting. You just grabbed a picture from somewhere else.
Yeah.
"I am Michael. I from Los Angeles." LOS, capital A, Angelos, not Angeles, Angelos, apostrophe S. It belongs to Angelo. "I am 35. And then
amazing.
The reply, "You would think a registered nurse could spell Los Angeles. It's a dictionary problem. Keyboard." Oh, no. It's
oh
a
my
dictionary
gosh!
Problem.
This sounds—it almost sounds like they gave like an AI, like a couple of different examples of how this should go.
Oh my god! I
feel love
bad.
How they used euros. They made their money request as a Angelino in euros.
Yeah, it's. It's so like I would feel terrible if it was an AI and like you trained an AI to be a scammer and then the AI is self-aware and knows it doesn't want to do it. Like the movie Her, but you made Scarlett Johansson's voice just send scam text messages all day.
Sad. She's just a fucking an AI auto dialer just wants to die.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to do this anymore. Here's one that's exactly what we were talking about, right? Uh-huh. "How are you doing?" "I'm good. How are you?" "I'm very well, too. You got my message yesterday?" "What message?" "Okay, I thought the message got delivered to you. I wanted to know if you are also aware of ongoing life support program from Lions Club International grant award winning program going on now." That sounds like AI made all that up. Mm-hmm. "Sounds like a scam. Do you think I could stoop so low to fall for a scam or allow you to be scammed? I can't do anything that will affect you or make you lose things that are valuable to you. It's 100% legit and real."
So no. Silly.
No. "Okay, tell me about this 100% legit and real grant." "Okay, it's a Lions Club International Foundation supported program which is set up to help placed for assistance to pay bill, buying a house or car, and starting a business or even help to raise our children. I got $100,000 after I got approved and there is bonus going on now. Thought you might be interested too." Not good. LCIF does not have a grant program that supports individual assistance. Says who? Their webpage. Then a link. Gotcha.
Amazing.
Gotcha. There's one more I really just need to point out, because this one tickled me the most. Because what somebody did is they went on social media, they grabbed a picture of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, mm-hmm. and they started a social media page just called Rock. Not even The Rock, just Rock. Mm-hmm. And then Rock started hitting people up and saying, damn it, there are so many good ones. Where is Rock? I need to find Rock. It's probably busy being beaten by paper or scissors. Where is Rock? Where is Rock? Oh, no. I hear a dog barking.
Sorry.
Oh, here. It's fine. Okay, here's Rock. Hey. It me the Rock. I select random followers and you win. I send you $1,000. Just send debit card so I can send.
Oh no.
I don't think so. And also in this scam message, the dollar sign is at the end of the 1,000, not the beginning. That's not the way you do it. The person replies, you have zero followers. The real Rock has like 190 million. And then Rock says, trust me, I'm just using Am second account.
Yeah.
I like to think when that happens, the scammer gets flustered and is like, ah. It's just
so silly.
Fat thumbsing a message that's all weird. Oh, so Way Highway listeners, don't fall for scam texts. Yeah. Laugh at them when they come in. They are ridiculous. And if you feel like having a little fun with the scammer, go right ahead, but make sure you don't give any pertinent information at all. Your name, where you live, your address, any of that stuff. Okay.
Also, like if you're going to play around, just use like fake information. Like don't use anything that could potentially be real.
Absolutely. I am not, in fact, in Barcelona and have no plans of going to Barcelona anytime soon.
Yeah.
Or would I like to? Maybe. Maybe, just maybe. Maybe I'll just start sending random text messages to people at random numbers saying, I'm trying to go to Barcelona. Venmo me $7. I don't think it'll work. All right, we're going to take one more break here on the Way Highway, but we're going to come back. We're going to finish up. You're listening to Adobe Radio. That's fantastic. We'll be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Way Highway. I'm Sean.
And I'm Kristen.
Okay, so just to close out this fun episode of The Way Highway, where we were talking mm-hmm. a little bit about scammers. I want to just
scammy
quickly
scams.
Talk... Scam scams. I just want to talk really quickly about some of the greatest con artists all time.
Yes. Love a confidence man.
Oh, boy. Well, Kristen, you mentioned Frank William Abagnale Jr.
Yes.
Who was played by Leonardo DiCaprio mm-hmm. in the film Catch Me If You Can.
Yes.
Where by the age of 19, Frank Abagnale started when he was really young. And by the age, like this was in the 1970s. He claimed a diverse range of victimless workplace frauds. So it was workplace frauds. He wasn't actually ever stealing a person's money, which is good. But he was lying about what he did and forging checks and defrauding companies and banks. And was doing it all when he was a child.
He's then, so young.
So young.
Isn't he like finally caught when he's like 23 or something like that? He's so young.
We started when he was 15. And there was a big part of the movie when he was faking being an airline pilot. That's when he was 17 years old.
Yeah.
Finally, he went to jail sometime when he was around like 19 and then he spent 3 years, 3 months and 7 days in prison.
Yeah.
And then a few months in a French prison, a few months in a Swedish prison, 3 years in Great Meadow Correctional Facility in New York. That was age 17 to 20. Okay. So he must have got caught when he was 17, 20, out. Then finally caught for good, maybe when he's 23, 3 years, 3 months. But after he got out by working for the secure document consultant for the federal government, and has been doing that ever since. And now Frank is 74 years old. He didn't break bad. He broke good.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. He like was so good at forging fakes and copies that they were like, oh, if you're this good, we need to learn all of your things so we can make sure that we can resist that shit.
Right? He would just write himself a check from something fake on a bank check that looked real as hell and then just go cash it.
Yeah.
Incredible. Incredible. Yeah.
And like, in addition to other shit, like he convinced people that he was a fucking pilot, like a legitimate pilot.
Legitimate pilot. And he never had to fly a plane. He didn't know how to fly a plane. It didn't matter. He was, I forget what they call it. But he always just pretended that he was the extra pilot that they call it something weird, but it's just when there's an extra pilot on the plane, not doing anything, just using it as a taxi to get from so-and-so to so-and-so.
Gotcha.
It's amazing.
That's so interesting.
He's a pilot for years, never had to fly a plane. Incredible.
Like, and it's so crazy, because like, he would like hire hot women to help him out too. They'll be too busy looking at these ladies to ever notice me.
And it didn't work every time.
It did. Oh my God. It's so funny.
Men are stupid. Another one that's pretty incredible. Victor Lustig. He was a highly skilled con artist from Austria-Hungary. And he is famous for selling the Eiffel Tower twice.
The twice is the part that's hilarious.
Twice.
Amazing.
Because what happened is, in the 1920s, there was a big movement in France because the Eiffel Tower was like kind of run down. It was expensive to maintain, and it didn't really fit in with some of the other old French architecture. So there was a big movement to just get rid of the Eiffel Tower. So Victor Lustig jumped on that opportunity to essentially forge documents to make him the deputy director general of the Ministry of Posts and Telegraphs, right? So he faked being a government agent and then got several metal workers together and was offering to sell them the Eiffel Tower so they could have
the metal
for scrap. So they could have, he sold them the metal.
Ugh.
He even went as far as in this meeting, in this secretive meeting that he set up where they all thought he was this government agent, he identified the person who looked like they were like the most nervous. Like he figured out the sheep in his wolf den.
Crazy.
He sold this guy the Eiffel Tower. The guy he sold the Eiffel Tower to realized he got scammed, but was so embarrassed, he never went to the police. And so because he never went to the police, the crime was never reported. Victor Lustig, expecting that like there would be some sort of trail to like come after the person who scammed somebody into buying the Eiffel Tower, realized there was none. So he just set it up and did it again.
Oh, so funny.
He set it up and did it again. It's so fucked up.
Oh my gosh.
It's so fucked up. Oh, God.
We're running out of time. But I should just get out one more. Because Anna Delvey, the Soho scammer, was a woman who basically, she's a woman with a vaguely European accent that had some nice clothes and would tip in $100 bills.
She like modern day Anastasia.
Yeah, like, exactly. 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 And she just basically would talk her way into things. She just acted like an heiress and then everybody just believed her.
Yeah.
And then...
But like, once, I love that confidence.
Yeah. For Anna, it was mostly all confidence. Because at a certain point...
That's why it's called the confidence game.
Right? At a certain point, when her credit card would get declined or like she couldn't like, oh, I don't have the cash for an airline ticket to Morocco right now, she'd just get one of her scammed friends to pay for it. She just made herself bougie and then was in with the bourgeoisie and then faked it until she made it or faked it until she got caught.
Yeah, until they made a Hulu original series.
Yes. All of these stories have the rights to them. You can catch out, Catch Me If You Can. That story's coming out. Like all of these, if you just look up the greatest scammers of all time, trust that everyone either has something already made or an option at Netflix or Hulu. So don't worry, the stories are all coming out. So when you get your spooky Halloween weed strains, you'll have some content to smoke and watch. Because you can watch your scary Halloween films, or you can watch your really terse dramas about scammers.
Or a delightful romp with fucking Tom Hanks and DiCaprio.
Catch Me If You Can really is a delightful romp. That movie is dramatic, but it's got heart. It's fun. It is delightful. Delightful romp. You nailed it. So that's the way to describe that. So.
And like he's an appropriate age to be hitting on these women at that time. It's not like awkward and like creepy and weird to watch.
All right, that's all the time we have this week, Way Highway listeners. Kristen, thank you so much. I had a blast as always.
Yay, thank you.
And make sure you listen to the Way Highway each and every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's when we're on here, Adobe Radio. And listen to Adobe Radio all the time, 24/7, baby. Go to the place where you get your podcasts. Listen to all the old episodes of The Way Highway. We won't stop you. Kristen, get us out of here.
If you would like to follow us on social media, you could follow Sean Cowick at Sean Cowick. If you would like to follow me, Kristen Sanchez, you could follow me at Siren16X. And you could also follow The Way Highway at The Way Highway. Don't forget to check out our website. And thank you all for listening. Thank you, Bernie and Jelly. Thank you, Nice Guy Digital. Thank you, Adobe Radio. Thank you, Gregory Jenkins, for your wicked tunes. And